Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. You know, Fatty always says, if you don't have a Valentine, don't worry, I'll be your Valentine. On Father's Day, I think he says, if you don't have a daddy, I'll be your daddy. Actually, when he says that, it's really annoying to me. I get annoyed by people. It's horrible. Anyway, I get annoyed. So bottom line is I get annoyed by things. And so I really kind of get annoyed a little bit when Fatty goes, daddy. But, you know, I mean, it's like it's a small thing, Fatty. You can keep doing it. It's fine. Do it all the time. But my brain and my soul has a little bit, I don't know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Daddy, daddy.
Do it all the time.
Daddy, daddy.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3137. The BFO for Monday the 17th of February 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my weekend and going to try to catch up on some of these so-so questions. Oh, Big Fatty, don't worry about them. Uniformed Mondays. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your Uniformed Mondays today because, y'all, back in 1971. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, they established something called the Uniformed Mondays Holiday Act. And, y'all, that's when the President's Day became the third Monday of of February. And, y'all, before that, I think we celebrated, I think we had holidays in school for both George Washington's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday, but I may be wrong, and they combined them into yes, Big Fatty, President's Day, third Monday of February. That's it. So y'all, there's your little history lesson on President's Day, and y'all, for those of you not in the U.S. of A., happy Monday. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today the 17th of February. It's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, is this a celebration also the third Monday of every February? No, this one stays on the 17th. Oh, okay. Y'all, I've never met this person, but y'all, he's quite the photographer, because he and his other half, y'all, they're always going on little vacations, and they're taking all kinds of pictures, and yes, Big Fatty, some of it of places, and not just hamburgers, wearing a cake, it's true. y'all, it is the husband of the one and only crazy Mexican, had him. Y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Mr. Zed. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mr. Zed. It's true. And y'all, you know Mr. Zed just recently lost his brother and his father on the same day, just hours apart. So, y'all, I'm sure he's been through some difficult times, but hopefully his celebration of exiting the birth canal is a turn down a happier road for him. So, y'all, if you see Mr. I don't know if he's on the face space, but he is on the Twitty at Nzoli, N-Z-O-L-I, I believe is what it is. Yo, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I have no doubt that Hat M will make sure he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Talk to you since I recorded the little show. You know that was the VD show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, did you buy your half price candies on Saturday? No, Big Fatty. Y'all, there'll probably still be some leftovers there when I go to the Von's East on Wednesday. What's a good day? I'm trying to think what I did on Granny. When we were clearing out the hat cave, one of the things that didn't sell was my mother's a metal and wood coffee table, and Granny said, "Well, if it doesn't sell, I'll take it." And so y'all, I brought it back, and he told me, "Oh, I'll come by on Friday." About 12:30 to 1 o'clock and pick that up. And I said, "Well, thank you for calling." And so y'all about 10:15, something like that. Y'all, I headed out on my morning nipple walk. Cause you know, it takes me about an hour and a half to do my regular routine. And y'all, about 5 minutes after 11, I get a text from Granny. "I'm on my way." And I'm going, "What?" Y'all, you just can't. He's out of control is what he is. He's just out of control. And all he could do was giggle and laugh. But that's all right, y'all, because I helped him put this thing in his car. Y'all, it must weigh about 1,000 pounds. And so I was giggling as thinking about how is he going to get that out of his car. But anyway, y'all, he says it's very large. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you. Y'all, young Nicholas stopped by Friday evening for a little chitter chat, I just watched TV machine stuff and all that kind of thing. Y'all, it was very much a sloth weekend. Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Y'all, I did my nipple walk, y'all did not do the nipple walk on Sunday because y'all, it was threatening. It was threatening rain. And so, you know, sometimes you just got to have a break. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all on Saturday, got up Saturday morning and I had shit on a shingle. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. No, it's delicious. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. Y'all, do you like the shit on a shingle? Y'all, you know what that is, don't you? No, Big Fatty, it sounds like shit on a shingle. It's the creamed chip beef on toast. And y'all, I didn't really put it on the toast. I toasted a couple pieces of sourdough bread, and the Stouffer's makes that cream chip beef, and y'all, I heated it up and put it in a bowl, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. So if you hadn't had that in a while, give it a try. It's just lovely. And yes, Big Fatty. And then when it comes out, it truly is shit. Oh, never mind. Y'all, after that, I ran over to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I got me one of those rotisserie chickens, and what else did I get? I got, oh, y'all, they had this package. It was It was steak jerky, and y'all, it was actually, it was kind of good. I think I ate half the bag on my way back to the not the love chamber, the villa, and y'all, young Nicholas came by, and we were going to go to the Dudley Do Rights together, but y'all, I had a former gentleman call and send me a message early in the afternoon saying, oh, I might be able to come by about 5:30, so y'all, I sent young Nicholas on his way. And y'all, he just went and got him some pizza pie, and my gentleman caller was a no-show. Big Fatty! So y'all, we went on down to Dudley Do Rights. it was an uneventful evening. Young Nicholas was poopy. Big Fatty, and he didn't like it that I was calling him out on his poopiness. Big Fatty, once he got Granny near him, he was okay. Well, that's true. let's see, what else was I going to say? It was very uneventful until young Nicholas knocked the table of drinks over. Penny. And but that was about the highlight of the evening. I came on home and slept like a baby. Yes, Penny. And y'all got up on Sunday and had my coffee and what did I have for my brofkas? I had some sausage balls. And I've just been peddling around the villa here. Durwood is coming by this afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Y'all, we're going to make our flights for Nolens. Yes, McVitie. And what else are we going to do? Big Fatty, who knows? getting ready for all that. And I know what else. Y'all, on Friday, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make a wish.
See, y'all, got another, it looks like a Valentine. Y'all, it's from the Laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul. Y'all, I think it's snowing up. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, it is going to be raining here most of the week. So anyway, let's just see if we can. Big Fatty, did the skull seal this envelope? Maybe so. Let's just see if I can get it open. Big Fatty. Let's see here now. Big Fatty, you really have lost motor skills, I guess so. What is that? Is that a llama? It says, sending a lot of love your way. Excuse me. Love your way. Happy Valentine's Day. Dear Big Fatty, sending you a lot of love this Valentine's Day 2020. XOXO. Mark, a.k.a. the Laughing Buddha and the self-appointed Spambassador to the BFO. Well, Spambassador, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely for you to think of a Big Fatty on VD. And yes. Oh, y'all, the other thing I was going to tell you, when I got ready to go to Sam's Club this weekend, gotten Ruby Red and backed out of the carport, and y'all, Ruby Red was covered in pollen. Big Fatty. And so I'm looking forward to all this rain this week. Wash that shit away. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that pretty much was my weekend.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, half-ass, very uninspiring bumper. for So-So Question Month. Big Fatty wouldn't have it any other way. And y'all, you know, Midwest Matt sent me a voice letter with a So-So question on it. And y'all, I fucked it up. And I asked him if he wanted to resend it. And y'all, he sent a different message. So I'm just going to read this one. It says, y'all, I'm just going to read it as the Goggle translator says. It says, "Good evening, Patty. It's Midwest Matt. And I just want to let you know I just left the Kohl's. I had a $20 cold cash coupon, and I was in to try and send it to you, but it says on it, they're not transferable. But I could think of you, but I thought I had been there a couple of weeks ago and got a couple of pairs of jeans, and those were buy one, get one half off. So that was okay. But the fact that I bought..." No, y'all, this is the wrong one. This is the one he called back in. Big Fatty, you're fucking it up. Oh, let's just see. Oh, y'all, I've now thrown away the other one. Oh, dear Gussie. Where did I really do that? Big Fatty, you poor old thing. Midwest Matt, I'm sorry I fucked it up. Well, we'll play that one later on. Y'all, we've got other so-so questions here. Big Fatty, y'all got some here from that Moose P. Moose P says, "You're a Southern gentleman, and I'm sure an expert on etiquette. If anyone could answer this, I'm sure it's you. The gym's cleaning staff is all female. A lady will go into the men's locker room and clean it for two or more hours at a time. This leaves the men in a predicament, since that's where we not only change, shower, but also use the toilet. Should I just ignore the cleaning lady and do as we must in this space?" Well, first of all, Moose P, thank you so much for the question. Absolutely a so-so question. It's I can't believe that you even had to answer this. If she's going to be in there for 2 hours, she's going to get an eyeful, Big Fatty, like those dirty old men. Oh, anyway, all right. Y'all, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon has got a question here, and it says, "Does Geeky Gay succeed at his diet this time?" Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Absolutely so. So you know the answer to this. You listen to the Geeky Gay little show, and y'all, he's already said he's fallen off the wagon. Big Fatty, but what about his diet? Another one from Miss Bacon. "Did the Hatterina read books to Little Fatty when he was a wee boy?" Big Fatty, as in when you were wee-weeing all over yourself as a little boy? No, I don't think so. Miss Bacon, thank you so much again. Quite frankly, I don't remember, Miss Bacon. And, don't ask old people hard questions like that. Yo, one more from Miss Bacon. "Did Larry Vader's ship sink?" Big Fatty, unfortunate. Well, anyway, Miss Bacon, you know the answer to this too. Absolutely a so-so question. He did make it back safe. Oh, Dick, I see. He did make it back safely. Y'all, he sent me a textimonium the other day about some sort of coal mine, something, I don't know. Anyway, some sort of bitch fest or something, I don't know. Big Fatty, you just tooted. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely President's Day. Y'all go out there and chop down a cherry tree and I don't know what else. Old Crooked Hat, what are you gonna do to celebrate the father of our country today?
Daddy, Daddy,
do it all the time.
Daddy, Daddy.
Oh, I hadn't thought about George Burthington being the daddy of the
country.
You can
leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.